Family owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, both teams come out on the floor ready to get this game tipped off. Let's get our introduction to our officials, brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. We'll be having Jacob Johnson. Also, he'll be joined by Michael Lee and John Smith. So, Braden Dewey jumping center from Mountain Home for Fayetteville. It is Derek Hudson Jr., and Fayetteville wins the tip. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Brown with it. Ball goes up top to Jorgensen. Now ball's over on the left elbow. Brown has it right there. He's going to dribble to the right side. And he'll give it there on the right wing to Williams. Williams back to Brown. He puts up the three. Good. Jay Hudson, 3 points. Oh, actually, that's Hudson with it. Here is Mount Home back the other way as Fayetteville leads 3-0. Dewey has it on the left wing. He's going to put up the three-pointer, and that will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Fayetteville. Back come the Purple Dogs, and almost lost it, but Jorgensen's there to pick it up at the elbow. Puts up the jumper. Good. Jackson Jorgensen with his first 2 points. It is a 5-0 lead already for Fayetteville. Gilbert with the ball on the right side. Fayetteville in a man-to-man. 6:47 left to play in the first quarter. Ray McLean dribbles to the left elbow. Tries to throw it to Cutting Dewey, but the ball's knocked away and stolen. Back come the Purple Dogs. Ball is thrown out from the lane, and Gilbert's right there for the steal, and that'll be Fayetteville's first turnover of the night. McLean with it near the right corner. He throws it to Dewey on the low block. He's looking to go up for the left. Shot is blocked, and Fable comes up with the basketball. Back come the Purple Dogs, and now they commit another turnover as McLean gets a steal in the paint, and he's back the other way with it. McLean will give it to Carson on the right side. Carson throws it down to Dewey on the low block. Gives it to McLean. He's going to put up the jumper just outside the lane. Good, and Mount Holmes on the board. Ryder McLean with his first 2 points of the night. 5-2, Fayetteville up. 5:46 left to play in the opening period. Here's Brown with it into the front court. Mount Holmes in a man-to-man. Brown will give it on the left side to Jorgensen. Jorgensen with it there on the wing. He will throw it up top to Schwartzman. Brown has it on the right side. Now back to Brown. He's going to put a three on the right wing. No good, and the rebound's controlled by McLean. First rebound of the night for the Bombers. 5:18 left to play in the opening period. Mount Home looking to make it a one-point game or possibly tie it. Here's McLean with it. Throws it to Carson on the left wing. Up top to Tate. Tate will give it on the right side to Gilbert. Up top to Dewey. Dewey's going to put up the three for the tie, and he gets it. We're all knotted up, 5 apiece, less than 5 minutes left to play in the opening period. Jorgensen looks to answer with a three of his own on the right side. He can't get it to go, and Dewey gets the rebound. Mount Home with a chance to get their first lead of the night. 5-all our score with 4:41 left to play in the opening period. Here is McLean with it on the left side, gives up top to Tate, over on the right side to Gilbert, up top to Dewey, over to Carson on the left, down near the corner to Tate. Tate dribbles a little bit more on the wing. Gives up top to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it back to Tate. Tate's going to drill to the corner. He's going to find Carson in the right corner for the three-pointer. Misses everything, and the rebound's controlled by Brown. He's quickly back the other way with it. Brown will throw it to Jorgensen, who dribbles into the lane, puts up the jumper, rattles around, and falls in. Jackson Jorgensen with 4 points on the night. 7-5, Fayetteville back on top. 4:06 left in the opening quarter. Tate into the front court, gives it to Carson. Back to Tate. Fayetteville once again in a man. Tate dribbling toward the right side. Gives it there on the wing to Gilbert. Gives it there to McLean. McLean's going to dribble to the free throw line. Put up the jumper and misses everything. And Dewey tries to save it. He saves it off the leg of Jorgensen right to the hands of Tate. Goes in for the layup. Good. Blaine Tate with his first 2 points of the night. Our second tie of the evening. 7-all our score. 3:32 left in the opening quarter. Ball is with Jorgensen on the right side. He's going to put up the three-pointer. That one's as well short. Goes out of bounds, and Mount Home will get it back with 3:24 left in the opening quarter. A couple subs coming in for Fayetteville. Mark Rockwell and Kenyon Johnson checking in for the Purple Dogs, replacing Odie Williams and also Eli Schwartzman. Fayetteville going with the full court man. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Now to Tate. Tate into the front court. Dribbling to the right side. He gives it there to Dewey. Dewey up top to Gilbert. Over to Tate on the left. He's going to put up the three for the lead. Will not go. And the ball's going to sail out of bounds. And Fayetteville will get it back with 3:07 left in the opening quarter. Brown will walk the ball into the front court. Mantanom looks like everyone's going with the half-court man, I think. Yes. Brown into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. No, it looks like they may be going with the zone now. Ball goes to Jorgensen in the paint. Over to Brown on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the ball's tipped around and controlled by Jorgensen. Jorgensen will dribble up to the top. Almost lost his footing. Now he'll give it to Brown on the left side. Ball goes to the free-throw line. Putting up the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's knocked around and finally controlled by McLean. Matt's on with another chance to take the lead. We're tied at 7-all. We've had two ties, but no lead changes so far. McLean with it on the right side. He's going to dribble down towards the corner. Kicks up top to Carson. Tries to throw it over to Tate on the left side. Mishandles it, but finally gets it back. Now he dribbles between a couple defenders. Loses the handle of the ball and throws it out to Carson. And Matt's on avoids a turnover. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. McLean's going to drill down to Lane. He's going to go in for the layup. Shot is blocked. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fayetteville. Mountain Home will inbound it on the near sideline with three left to shoot. 1:59 left to play in the opening quarter. Schwartzman's going to come back in as Jorgensen takes a seat for the Purple Dogs. Blaine Tate will turn the inbound pass on the near sideline right in front of the Bulldog bench. Tate will looks like to inbound. He gets it to Carson. The guy hurry up and get the shot off. Carson dribbles in for the running jumper. Will not go. Dewey tried to tip it back up. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound comes from Fayetteville. Back come the Purple Dogs. Going into the lane for the leaner. I believe that was Johnson there. The ball wouldn't go. Offensive rebound for Fayetteville. And Kenyon Johnson does get the putback. And Fayetteville's back on top. Ball goes to McLean on the right side. 9-7 our score. Ball goes down to Dewey. He dribbles into the paint. His shot is blocked. And Fayetteville comes up with the basketball. Now Mount Home comes up with the steal. Ball goes to McLean in the left corner. He's going to put up the three for the lead. Will not go, but Dewey's there for the tip in and put back. He gets it. And we've got our third tie of the night. Ball goes over on the right side to Rockwell, and he's actually down the corner. Now to Johnson, over on the left side to Schwartzman. He puts up the three, good. Boy, that's some range, too. Eli Schwartzman with his first 3 points of the night. 12-9, our score. Matt Fayetteville up, 38.7 seconds left. Here is Tate with it on the left side. Tate's going to dribble to the elbow. He pulled up the jumper, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Schwartzman. And Fayetteville can hold for the last shot of the period. The shot clock is off. And he's just dribbling out there, just inside the half-court stripe, down to 10. Schwartzman will give it over on the right side to Rockwell. Now back over to Schwartzman. Schwartzman's going to dribble down to Lane, going in for the layup. But it rolls around and falls in. And that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Schwartzman with 5 on the night. And we've come to the end of the opening period. After 8 minutes of play, it is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 14-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your